mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a jam-packed, very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is 8-8-11. August 8th, 2011. We're going to be live for at least the next 3 hours. A military source who's given us a lot of really good information over the years that integrates in with other information we're getting from other sources will be popping in for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Colonel Six, he's been a caller to the show and made a lot of predictions here that have come true. So he's going to be popping in with the latest on the supposed group of SEAL Team Six people being killed a few days ago. And all of the suspicious circumstances surrounding that. Another reported helicopter crash today over in Afghanistan. Webster Griffin Tarpley will be joining us to break down the S&P downgrade of the U.S. Treasuries and the credit rating of the United States. That's now triggering downgrades, of course, at the state level and local level, as we told you it would. We've been positioned for decades into total bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve first used us as a base of operations to give them military and political muscle globally. Now they're killing the golden goose because they're done with us. It's a scorched earth policy, bringing us deeper into financial tyranny. And then we have Naomi Prinz, who, of course, herself was a high-level banker in her own right. And she's going to be joining us to go over the latest developments in the economy. And then, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be coming on because I want to get his view on the Navy SEAL situation. I don't know what his views are going to be, just like I didn't know what his view would be when I called him up to get him on about the Norway shooting, even though some of you disagree with his views. And I think overall, I don't concur with everything he's saying. When I call up a guest to get the perspective, I don't call up and say, what's your view? And then if they don't agree with me, well, I'm just not going to have you on now. I have them on to genuinely see what they have to say. And so you can see what they have to say. And so we can debate it and discuss it. That's why sometimes you'll see divergent views and ideas here. This is not a radio show where we just continually read from some same sheet of music, kind of like a neocon radio or mainline liberal radio, where it's just the same show day after day, same ideas, reading from the same sheet of music, like it's some type of mantra or a yogi chant. That's not happening here on this transmission. We've got some other good news in all the bad news. Al Gore talked to the Aspen Institute, big globalist think tank. And it was documented by press that was allowed in that he completely blew up and said that their whole fraud of global carbon taxes and the rest of it is basically destroyed. And you've got the Rasmussen poll out last week where 69% of Americans believe scientists have been paid to basically lie. Well, they've been caught lying under government funding. So very exciting news there for Mark Moreno. At Climate Depot, that's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to get Mark on later in the week if we can to go over some of that, because it shows no matter how big these frauds are, and they're going to keep going ahead with it, but it's limping, it's on fire, it's bleeding out. But a dead elephant being dropped on you can still take you out. So they're not going to stop, but we're definitely slowing them down and having victories. We can do this on the war on terror fraud. We can do this when they tried to push torture and get us to accept torture as good. Nobody really bought it, so they had to stop that, at least on the surface. The Federal Reserve is incredibly unpopular. Over 80% in most polls want it abolished or at least audited. We're winning the info war, as Hillary Clinton had to admit with horror. Free humanity worldwide is waking up. We're having a huge effect. And there's so many other victories we're having. But let me get into the hardcore news, the economic news, straight ahead on the other side and what this downgrade means. Right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. We're simulcasting the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You're watching an InfoWars.com special report. The stock market has tanked more than 500 additional points today, a total of 519 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, on news that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates at zero or below for the next 2 years. There are riots and demonstrations taking place across the world, from Israel to England, and a massive increase in crime here in the United States. Joining us to break down exactly what this means and what's coming in the short and long-term future is Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. He is a former stock trader and, of course, the inventor of the virtual trading system, the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And he joins us because he's predicted with great precision much of what has now unfolded. Max Keiser joining us from Paris. Thanks for being with us.
Sure, Alex. Anytime. Great to be here.
Well, my friend, break down what we're seeing in the markets right now, what's happening with Bank of America, other bank stocks, and what this signifies to have the Fed announcing that interest rates will be held where they are for the next 2 years.
Well, you mentioned the Fed talking about keeping interest rates near zero for another 2 years and talking actually about alternative ways to juice the economy, monetarily speaking, which includes such things as negative interest rates, we can get to in a second. But this whole giving way monetary easing, typically markets would go up on that news. And as you see, markets are going down on that news. This is because after 20 years, 25 years of creating this massive Ponzi scheme of cheap money and creating a GDP in America that's tied to the banking system, that's tied to cheap money, finally, in the last couple of years, that's no longer working. So no matter how cheap they make the money, they hit a saturation point a couple of years ago, and it's just falling apart. So there is no amount of cheap money at this point that will stimulate the economy. It's like kicking a dead horse, literally. The economy is dead. The model that has sustained it for 25 years is finished, and all the policymakers are doing is trying to resuscitate the economy using the same tricks they've used for 20 years, and it's not working. And as a result, you've got this enormous disconnect where the message coming out of the Federal Reserve and from Washington is that we just need more stimulus and everything will be fine around the corner. And meanwhile, the economy is crashing, unemployment is rising, social unrest is rising, you've got riots all over the world, and they don't seem to make the connection that maybe what they're doing is completely wrong.
Or maybe they have made the connection, and that's why in Europe, the United States, the U.K., the social engineers, as soon as they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act back in the late 1990s, began setting up a very oppressive authoritarian police state. In the last decade, they've used the threat of the manufactured war on terror as the excuse to build that, Max. But now they're basically admitting that the whole apparatus is for the people themselves. Do you think that the system will be successful in being able to suppress revolution?
Well, okay, so you can take the point of view that this is a planned, controlled economic demolition, and the result is a return, really, to an economic model that you could call feudalism, really, because all the wealth is concentrated in the upper one-tenth of 1%, and everyone else is essentially an indentured servant, especially if they bring in these negative interest rates, which guarantee being an indentured servant from birth. So, yes, it's easy to say that this is the agenda of the banks because it's the easiest way to make money, and they've been very successful without anybody stopping them from putting this in place. Is it going to be successful keeping down the global insurrection against banker occupation, as I call it? I think that this is the war, and this now it's on. You know, we've been talking about it coming for a number of years, and clearly it's here. And it's here, obviously, in North Africa and the Middle East. It's in Europe. It's in Athens. It's in Dublin. And now it's in London in a way that has caught everyone off by surprise, really, because it's spread very, very quickly, and it's very violent, and it seems completely anarchistic. And yet, if you look at this at a more of a broader historical and global perspective, you can see that this is part and parcel of this tension that exists between the bankers who are stealing wealth on a minute-by-minute basis and getting better and better at it, and nobody's stopping them, and the rest of the world population, which is being disenfranchised, bankrupted, and thrown under the bus. And this is causing this conflict and erupting in different countries in different ways.
Max, if you had to choose one geographic area in the world where more of the banksters, the oligarchs, the Ponzi scheme operators are based, wouldn't it be the city of London, within London? And after you give us the answer, describe for folks what the city of London within the city is.
Right, absolutely. The city of London has been the global center for the global hedge fund community because they're very lax in the regulatory environment for banks and hedge funds. And as a result, they attract the hedge funds. They also attract many of these oligarchs that are fleeing their countries. For example, the Icelandic bankers who stole billions, they took up residency in London. And they give them safe harbor. As a result, in a perverse way, the real estate in London is out of reach for the average person because of the price appreciation due to the inclusion now and the arrival of all these oligarchs from Iceland or from Russia, different territories around the world where they have been able to totally co-opt the system, confiscate wealth. But London is definitely the center of the global arbitrage and the global money laundering business as well. And as a result, it attracts all sorts of these kleptocrats and oligarchs. And the city of London, which is their quote-unquote Wall Street, it's a principality within London, and it fits amongst these other territories. There's a couple of other territories in the world. I believe Washington, D.C. is one of them, and so is the Vatican. These are three centers of its own sovereign, if you will, and they have their own government, and they kind of communicate with each other. It's part of the ability of the elite to communicate with each other completely outside of any sovereign that is reportable to the public. It's a private sovereignty, and obviously with the queen and the monarchy also nearby, there's a lot of communication there as well. There's a lot of wealth that's being controlled. Remember, Gordon Brown last year talked about the shadow banking system. This is a $14 trillion banking facility that's completely outside of the normal channels of the banking system, that's completely unregulated, it's completely non-visible, non-transparent. And this is where many of the stock deals go down and where a lot of the inside information is capitalized on before becoming public, because it's done completely out of view of the public. And this shadow banking system is tied into the global derivatives business, the credit default swaps, for example, that are destroying Greece, the credit default swaps that destroyed Ireland, the credit default swaps that are now destroying America. You know, when the S&P rating agency downgraded the U.S. from AAA to AA+, suddenly there's huge volatility and there's huge trading activity from the vultures who are now swooping in with credit default swaps and effectively attacking America with the financial weapons. And this is part of the collapse of the U.S. These guys have no sovereignty of their own. They're simply marauding rogue financial bankers or financial terrorists, and they go wherever they can make the most money. And the
that was my next question, and it's these very groups, these six big mega banks that are always pushing a global corporate government that we pay our VAT taxes to. They're not content now to just buy off our politicians in Europe, England, the United States. Now they want open world government, but at the same time, the laws of nature, the laws of history show that they can't really be above the law forever, especially if they totally decimate their host nations. I mean, even here in the U.S., some municipalities are having to lay off 60-70% of their police. At a certain point, they're destroying any markets for them to even operate in. I mean, I understand they're a parasitic system feeding on the real market in the real world, but it seems that they think they can just go on forever.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
How do we reverse this? What are ideas or programs, Max, that you think would be a good way to extricate ourselves out of the finance oligarchs' global system? I mean, one thing would obviously be to get rid of the Federal Reserve here domestically, and in other countries get rid of the same model and go back to currency being issued as a national credit with the faith of the country behind it, not the Federal Reserve system we got in 1913. What, raise interest rates, write off the 1.5 quadrillion in fiat debt garbage we've been signed on to? I mean, are those good ideas? How about we start arresting these banking heads that admittedly sold trillions of dollars of fake instruments? I mean, it is truly us or them. As you said today on the radio, they are imploding our entire world into their own control, and we are going to see more riots, looting, things that actually just hurt the general public unless we reverse this system.
Well, my favorite idea is to arrest the bankers. And you have a great example of that with the 1980s, with Bill Black, the regulator at the time, who arrested and prosecuted more than 1,000 bankers and went to jail as a result of the savings and loan crisis. Now, everything is in place for a repeat of that event and to put these top bankers in jail for committing massive acts of financial fraud. And I think this would clean up the system. It would send a message to the public that looting is no longer tolerated, and it would be a great step forward. I mean, that's an obvious step. Now, why doesn't the Attorney General make that step? Why doesn't Barack Obama encourage that step? Because they're totally co-opted by the system. So the entire institutional approach, whether it's try to go after them on a legal basis or try to reinstitute sound money or try to support a candidate who supports sound money, like a Ron Paul, for example. I mean, those are great institutional approaches. None of them seem to be working because the institutions themselves are now completely broken and not working. So that leaves only two choices, civil disobedience or a violent reaction. Clearly, you would want a civil disobedience reaction. That's your first choice. And if you're trying to attack the banking system and you want to hit them where it hurts, I can think of a few ways. Number one, there could be a mass participation in a mass default on mortgages. This would destroy the banks and send a message. There could be a mass default on credit cards. There could be, in the UK, as we mentioned before, a boycott of the license fee to the BBC. The BBC has got to be held responsible for not reporting on the crimes of the past 10 years. So those are the types of civil disobedience acts. And of course, on your show, going back to November of last year, we suggested people buy silver. It was 26. It's now over 40. And, you know, that has the double action of preserving your wealth as well as exposing banks on Wall Street to the liabilities of their short sale on silver. I saw a headline today on Drudge Report that talked about the fact that traders who were short gold, they sold short gold, they sold gold that they don't own, they are getting decimated. They are getting hammered. They're suffering huge losses. That has to happen if the system will return to any kind of integrity.
It is that fundamental rebellion of people going back to what's valuable, gold, silver, food, land, information, and more just simply pulling out of the fiat system, that will then expose these financial vampires and will show that they've been engaging in naked shorts. Two final questions for Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com, and it's a perfect segue. I want to talk about gold. It's now gone up to $1,800 today on the announcement that Western governments are going to accelerate the devaluation of their currencies. We saw other major commodities go up as well. J.P. Morgan 2 days ago had said they thought 1,800 by the end of the year. Now they're saying 2,500 or higher. So give us your view on that. And then let's briefly talk about Bank of America. Are they the next Lehman Brothers? Are they the next sacrificial lamb to terrorize the public into more banker bailouts?
Well, as you know, gold and silver, it's a function of the relative price of the U.S. dollar. And the dollar is very weak. It's hitting new lows against Swiss franc and other currencies around the world. And obviously, if Ben Bernanke is saying that he's going to keep interest rates at 0% for an indefinite period of time, that means that there's no incentive to buy dollars at all.
And Greenspan, don't forget on Meet the Press Sunday, Meet the Whores, said that, hey, we're not going to default. We're just going to print more money. That was a hyperinflationary Weimar Republic statement. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And China immediately came out and said, we find your views irresponsible. And they're our largest creditor in the U.S. And they've been actively buying gold. So the dollar and the U.S. policy, really, if you think about it, the only possible way you can grow the U.S. economy, if you look at the various levers out there and what you could push, what you could pull to try to create some wealth, there's only one viable path, and that would be to debase the dollar, to try to make exports more viable in the global economy, in particular America's agricultural exports. America still does do a lot of agricultural export. If they can crash the dollar, they will get more agriculture exported out of the U.S.
But it'll take years to get an industrial base back, even if our currency was comparable to the Chinese currency or the something like the peso. I mean, this is asinine.
Well, as I've said on your show before, I made the prediction that before long, the biggest industry in America will be cotton picking.
Yeah.
Everyone should familiarize themselves with some of those old spirituals like jump down, pick a bale of cotton. But now moving on to Bank of America, of course, bought into a couple of the failed lending institutions during the last crisis. And as a result, they absorb billions, hundreds of billions of bad debts and trillions in derivatives. And because there hasn't been any growth in the 2 or 3 years, predictably, there hasn't been any ability to write any of that stuff off or pay any of it down. So now Bank of America is going to go down. And this is a huge bank. And it would send shockwaves through the global economy once again, set off another banking crisis, set off another bailout scenario, and further debase the dollar. But Bank of America looks like it's getting close. And Citigroup also looks problematic. Their balance sheets are loaded with debt, and they have on their author balance sheet outs trillions of dollars worth of debts and derivatives that they've had for years, but they've also been able to service those debts.
Is a fall of the zombie banks one after another possible, and would that destroy the finance oligarchs?
Yeah, of course, but it has to be. No one's going to escape it. And on the other end of this, there's going to be the bankers are going to try to flee to territories where, like Prince from that group of mercenaries. Yeah, he's over there in the Middle East now, UAE, without any extradition agreement. So you see more bankers going to UAE and other territories.
Halliburton moved there, so literally. We do see them running off with the loot, and in a way that's even more dangerous to see the elites running, the Bushes buying all this land in Paraguay. That's even creepier to think that they know they've committed so many crimes that they're just fleeing, leaving us with the aftermath of what they've done. But I think at the end of the day, that's why it's good news that you're there, I'm here, so many other great people, Ron Paul, are out there talking about the real issues, so that hopefully we can pick up the pieces when all this is over and move in the right direction. Perhaps the globalists will miscalculate, but I think...
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. the owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, I can barely contain myself right now. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can read a detailed report that Paul Joseph Watson put out this morning. It's posted right up in the right-hand breaking news corner of drudgereport.com from Infowars.com. Pollster, Americans are pre-revolutionary. Just 17% believe U.S. government has consent of the governed. Well, they know that you're awake. That's why they just transferred the power to the Super Congress, the Austerity Congress. 12 members with Obama with a veto, a 13-member council. And they've got Pat Cadell, pollster at Rasmussen, other major polls. I don't just believe one poll. We've got a whole index of polls showing the same numbers or worse. Some are as low as 9% approval rating. The results of this survey indicate that Americans are now pre-revolutionary. That's a quote. Says pollster Pat Cadell, who described the outcome of the poll as unprecedented. This conclusion follows Cadell's observation last November that a sea of anger is churning amongst Americans who want to take their country back, and that the nation stood on the brink of pre-revolutionary movement. Now, here's the deal. We've got to get the left and the right and libertarians, everybody, to go, wait a minute. It's not about Obama the puppet, as much as it's fun to hate him. It's not about the puppet George W. Bush, as much fun as it is to hate him. It looks like a demon, acts like a demon. You've got to get past these people to the big mega banks and the derivatives that they got us and Europe to sign on to that we don't owe. Now, look, our $14.5 trillion deficit, easy to deal with. They're trying to tell us it's about pension funds and Social Security. We're a rich country. It's a joke. The zombie banks are the problem, and they're going to hold us all hostage. Now, joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Nomi Prinz, journalist, best-selling author. She's got a new book coming out in October, and we'll have her on. Before becoming a journalist, and Nomi couldn't watch what she was seeing anymore, so she left. She worked on Wall Street as a managing director at Goldman Sachs and running the International Analytics Group at Bear Stearns in London. She was analyzing the big spectrum. And so she was piloting a Star Destroyer for these people. And she joins us now, Nomi Prinz, not Naomi, Nomi, N-O-M-I, Prinz.com, links up on Infowars.com. And I want to get her view on the Super Congress, on the hypocritical rating agency. She's got an article out under that title. I want to get her view on where we're going, because from my research, this is a planned implosion, but it's a black hole so giant they've created that it may suck them in with it, like Bank of America plunging in the stock right now. This could be the beginning of a major rout. Could this be bigger than 2008? Nomi, what say you?
Well, we've talked about this, and I continue to say we have never, since 2008, been in any kind of a recovery. This has all been going on and down behind the scenes and also right out in public view. We don't have a handle on all of the assets, all of the toxicity, all of the debt, everything that was created by the banking system in the run-up to 2008's official crisis, and since then, that is still globally dispersed and declining and degrading the global economy as we speak. So there's a couple things going on here, and it's the rating agency coming in and downgrading is one aspect of many things going on. But the bottom line here is that banks created a mess. Banks profited from the mess. And yes, some might go down and some might have their stocks go down, but they made a whole lot of money on the run-up. They can position themselves to short or to not value the securities that are still on their books because the accounting, the Financial Accounting Standards Board says they don't have to, and all sorts of other tricks. Meanwhile, they are floated by the government, by the Federal Reserve, by a whole lot of subsidies that we have no control over, we don't vote for, and that is how they continue to thrive and do what they're doing with no repercussions. We feel the repercussions, and today's mess in the Dow is just one aspect of so many repercussions that we've been feeling and will continue to feel.
Well, very well said, Nomi. So where are we going from here now? From your expert position of research and knowledge, where are we right now?
I think right now we're in the middle of a massive global downfall, and that's because, for one thing, if you don't fix problems, they don't go away. The only group of people who think they might go away if they're not focused on fixing them are the people in Washington. And as you rightly say, it doesn't matter what party they're from. It doesn't matter who selected which Treasury Secretary. It doesn't matter who's even running the Fed. It's a concerted denial of today's problems, definitely, and problems that were emerging. And today's problems and today's debt, for example, the $4 trillion of extra debt that have been created in just the last 2.5 years, as you rightly said, have not been created because we had to save Social Security or because, we're giving too much away to workers and we're helping the labor economy and we're creating jobs. That's obviously clearly not what has been going on with the debt that's been created. And it's interesting. I think one of your listeners sent this to me. I'm not sure. There's a U.S. national debt infographic at the White House's website. Links on my site. I'll send it to you. But they have $3.6 trillion worth of debt created in the last few years that they label economic and technical changes. They don't say, no, I know, it's laughable. And by the way, that doesn't include, we do know that there was a stimulus package. That was an $800 billion package. That's not in that $3.6 trillion, right? The $3.6 trillion is just laughable, you know, general, unaccountable behind it type of moniker for basically saying we gave a lot of stuff to the banks. We printed a lot of money to really flow what was going on. As we talked about on your show last time, the banks, for example, hold $1.6 trillion of treasury bonds that they basically got from the Treasury, gave to the Fed, receive interest from the Fed, doing absolutely nothing of any kind of productivity for the U.S. economy or any individual in the United States or globally. That's just one number of that $3.6 trillion. That's just $1.6 trillion of it, and it goes
on. Well, look at the big six megabanks. Record bonuses, record profits. But at the end of the day, how are they going to operate when their parasite economy has destroyed what's left of the real economy? And I guess they say it's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, because most of the experts we talk to, Nomi, they say that we've really been in a depressionary spiral for 3 years, and that this is going to deliver us on the course we're on into a real depression, and that they've set up this super Congress to be able to do whatever they want during a crisis. What do you think about the term depression, A, and B, super Congress?
Well, you know, the term depression is definitely viable. I've used it as well. And you know how back in the early part of last century, before World War One, they called the First World War the Great War, right? And then we have the Great Depression. And then by the time we got to World War Two, the Great War became World War One, and we had World War Two. And in that respect, we are in Great Depression too, because we have no way out of where we're at. The fact is the hole is so deep, and it's unfortunate. It's sad, and there could have been things to have been done along the way to have mitigated the problem that were just simply ignored by Washington, by global leaders, by global central banks, because they weren't actually either recognizing or, in fact, they were sustaining the banking system, the private banking system, that was really funneling debt into the economy, toxic debt, high-rated debt that allowed it to be dispersed. So the rating agencies, going back to what's just happened today, were definitely a part of this puzzle. If they didn't rate certain bad debt, certain bad assets, AAA, they wouldn't have been dispersed and sold throughout the global economy, bringing whole cities and municipalities and pension funds down with them. They were labeled wrong, and there's been no accountability for that. And it's the same lack of accountability that's created this downward spiral, because if what is sustaining municipalities, what's sustaining local towns, what's sustaining local pension funds, what's sustaining local workers isn't real, then as much as anyone can work, as much as anyone can attempt to find jobs to
that's right. We've invested our whole economy in a planned Ponzi scheme fraud, and now the Ponzi scheme operators are saying, go down with us, let us rule you, or you won't even get 10% of what you invested.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports, as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us for this InfoWars.com special report. Paul Watson is a longtime reporter for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the UK. We're now entering the fifth days of some of the worst rioting ever to hit the United Kingdom. And Paul has discovered some very important information. Days ago, we received reports from journalists on the ground that police were ordered to stand down. As of today, they have admitted that indeed they were ordered to stand down, and there are other reports that men posing as journalists were basically offering money to youth if they too would engage in rioting. The question is, why has a green light been given at this time for this type of activity, attacking family-owned shops, burning down businesses, and even homes? Paul Watson from Prison Planet, what's the latest?
Well, that's correct, Alex. Yesterday we reported that, quote, the lackluster police response with numerous reports from the public that police stood back and allowed looters to pillage both large department stores and private small businesses for hours on end. And today that's being confirmed because sources from within Scotland Yard have confirmed to both the Daily Mail and the Times of London that police were ordered to, quote, stand and observe on those first few nights of rioting as the rioters set fire to buildings, both homes and small businesses. They were ordered to stand back and let it happen. And, of course, we said that this was going to be the case all along because it's routine, standard operating procedure. The authorities allow the chaos to spiral, to build, and it causes, it provokes the general public, specifically the middle class, to demand the police state measures which the government is all too keen to like to give them. And that's exactly what's going to happen tomorrow with Parliament being recalled. They're going to have a debate and they're going to set the stage for a law which is going to basically criminalise public gatherings without government permission. So that's the upshot of it. And so to claim that this is some kind of organic political revolution against bankers is fundamentally naive. It's a mistake to embrace what are essentially a group of drunk, mindless teenagers and pretend that they're on some kind of frontline war against the establishment, because they're not. You know, not every flash mob is a revolution, and to pretend that it is, again, completely naive. It's wishful thinking.
Well, you know why that's being done. They're blurring the lines so that now when anybody does have a political flash mob, or when anybody does actually go after real targets like the banksters, then it can be demonized. We've seen cases here in the U.S. where they send the army in plain clothes to spy on in the Fed peaceful demonstrations. And so the U.K. government, as you know, Paul, 4 years ago came out and said, as austerity measures come in, there is going to be intensified social resistance, so we've got to put a police state in place. And so now, ahead of that, they're just allowing the hooligans, who are just your regular sports fans, who riot after a soccer game or riot after, you know, games in Brazil, basketball games in Los Angeles, soccer games in South Africa. It's the same types all over the world, mainly the welfare class, that go out and do this as a sport and as a way to steal some loot and some goodies. And so now their activities targeting mom-and-pop shops and homes is being transposed over legitimate political debate and discussion. And the fact that they've waited 4 days to finally get the Parliament back and do this is incredibly frightening.
Well, yeah, and that's why it's completely stupid to embrace them, because then that's what we're going to be labeled with, is the supporters of these mobs. I mean, just look what they're attacking. They're not laying siege to the Houses of Parliament. They're laying siege to JD Sports. They're attacking family-owned local businesses that have survived two world wars and razing them to the ground. They're attacking charity shops, cat rescue centres, hospitals that care for sick babies. And now they're killing people by running them down in their cars in Birmingham, just 20 minutes from where I live. You have the video of this young Malaysian kid lying on the street bleeding. The rioters pretend to help him up, then threaten to stab him and steal his stuff. How on earth is that protesting against bankers? I mean, these are just opportunist thugs. And so I'm sorry, but that doesn't represent me. I don't think it represents our movement, and I think it's foolish to try and embrace it and say that it does, because later down the line, we will be discredited and blamed for all this chaos, just like the Tea Party's being blamed for the financial collapse. They're going to pin it on us.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if the Tea Party's causing what's happening in Israel with the protest, or the protest ongoing in Egypt. Rand Paul put it well. It's like the fire department shows up to put out your burning house, and you blame them for starting the fire. There is such a pent-up anger, though, at the corrupt system that people are hoping that this is the revolution that people are looking for. Now, Paul, there's another big issue here. You notice these riots are going on, and these racial robberies and things are going on in Chicago, in New York, in the other few U.S. cities where they have a total gun ban for citizens. That's where the welfare-type people go. They congregate. The opportunistic criminals congregate because they know they're going to be protected and they're going to be feeding on unarmed citizenry. Look at England, where you've had people who've been robbed three times in a row in their own home. They get an illegal gun. They shoot one of the intruders. They get the book thrown at them. I've seen cases in England, people pushing someone down a flight of stairs that's robbing them. They get the book thrown at them. So there's a real desire by the social engineers in England to leave the general law-abiding public servile and dependent on the state, so that the state can prey on the public and then also menace them with the zombie welfare hordes. Do you concur with that analysis?
Yes, I do. And for people to say that because we don't embrace these looting hooligans means that we somehow support the system is asinine. I mean, try and hold more than one concept in your head at the same time. I know it's difficult for some people, but try and do it. This is not something in Britain that started as a result of the financial collapse 3 years ago. I mean, this is an element of British society that stretches back decades. We've always had this intimidating underclass, and it's always been used by the establishment as a tool against general society, the middle class, law-abiding people. You can talk to anyone who's lived amongst this in England, and with all due respect to Max Kaiser, who, I don't know, he may live in some swanky part of Paris, but I mean, I grew up with, I was born on a council estate in Sheffield, on a poor, in a poor northern city. I went to school with some of these types of people. You know, my first property that I bought was across the road from a crack house in the poorest part of town. And this is what these mobs, these yobs like to do. It's fun for them to go and burn things and steal things. It's, as one person in The Guardian today described it, and he was actually involved in the riots in Liverpool back in the 80s. He said it's basically like Nintendo Wii come to life. It's just fun for them. They have no idea. They have no concept of some kind of backlash against the bank.
It's fun to light somebody's house on fire and have a woman jump the firefighters and then attack the firefighters. And again, it's a complex issue. We know the government let this happen so they could then have shoot-to-kill orders for peaceful protesters because they know the resistance to them is mounting. This is more than, you know, one little thought in our head. This is three-dimensional, four-dimensional thought. We understand that when parliament members start calling for shooting arsonists, that it's going to be used against the general public. But I'm sorry, you come to my house and try to set a fire, that's attempted murder. I'm going to kill you. I couldn't imagine living in England where people that are out defending their homes are being demonized right now. That's the one thing that the street thugs can't deal with and that the nanny state can't deal with is neighborhoods banding together, the baseball bats all selling out there in England, and people fighting back. And it's not even the police now that have been fighting back these crowds of miscreants, some of them as young as 9 years old, robbing liquor stores. It's the fact that the people are now standing up that is backing them off in some areas. And so that is certainly good news. And they're being demonized as some type of right-wing gang. When anybody's basic instinct is, when you've got roving bands of people, like something out of Road Warrior that we've been warning people about, you've got to stand up to them and nip it in the bud. And that should have been on day one by the police. Now, if folks were protesting the government, and the police attacked a peaceful crowd like Tiananmen Square, and then people took over the parliament, and people took over 10 Downing Street and stormed the palaces, I would say that's a legitimate rebellion. But pulling people out of cars and beating people to death and running over people is not that. And, Paul, I hope that you can sit there and defend your country from these people.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.